Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. It is the 23rd of February, Tuesday, and we have a lot to get into today. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. Hope everyone is doing well and doing fine. On this day, I always struggle with Tuesday because every other day has a definition. Monday is your first day back. Friday is, yay, it's the weekend. Thursday is Friday Eve. I call it the adult night where you can go out, where you can have dinner, and you don't have to worry about a whole lot of kids running around. Wednesday is hump day. Tuesday is just Tuesday. That's why you have to hang with us here on the Cave Show, because we always have a bunch of stuff to get into. A lot of stuff we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk Fernando Tatis and the contract, and exactly how much money is he going to get. We're going to save that as we have the one, the only Eileen Carrasco coming on. We're going to save that discussion for her because I really want to get into this with her. We're going to talk sales. We're going to talk All-Star Game. We're going to talk book. We're going to talk reserves. Who should the reserves be? Got a list set up. If we have time, we're going to talk about the idiot that got fired in Seattle, but that's way down the line. If we don't get to that today, No worries. I'm talking about the Mariners VP, so we'll get into that later. Today is tag day in the NFL. We'll get into that. And Jim Boeheim, Jalen Johnson, Jay Billis, ton of sound from that. So we'll get into that. And then, unfortunately, we have some breaking news. Tiger Woods has been in a car crash. His car looks like it's flipped over several times. He's in a hospital, said to have multiple leg injuries. I don't know if we'll get more on this as the show goes on. If we do, I'll give it to you. But as of now, we have Tiger Woods in a hospital, sustained multiple leg injuries after flipping a car in California. So we'll get more into that. Thank you for joining us today here on The Cave Show. This is PLR. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get down there, check them out. Make sure you do let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member, get you access to the VIP Members Lounge. Go back there and relax, smoke your stick, watch TV. Several sports channels are going at the same time. They have the league pass for every league there is, so place to watch, make you feel at home. If you don't want to become a member, no worries. There's plenty of spots for you to sit, relax, enjoy your sticks. Like I said, if you can't make it down there, though, don't worry about it. Just go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Get your sticks ordered early enough. They will ship out the exact same day. And as usual, we will be down there on Thursday for cigars with the Cave Show. And you know, on Thursday, every Thursday, my main man, the one and only Ed Cole, hosts the show with me. He is actually hosting the show today. But all that's done, like I said, at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get down there and check them out. Calls via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. I definitely want to get everyone, as many as I can, in. We have about 6 minutes to get some calls in today, so we'll do that. Like I said, the man is here himself with me today. He didn't have to hear about my slow dancing rant yesterday, so he's very fortunate for that. The one, the only, former digital media director for the Washington Redskins and Insight Sports' very own, the one, the only, Ed Cole. Ed, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm glad I missed that. I did not want to hear about that.
You know what? I may just repeat it today. I may run it back.
Okay.
I'm just going to run it back.
I do have a volume button. I do have a volume on my headphones, so I can keep it down. So.
It's a very valid point. It's a very, very valid point. But let's get to, we do have a caller on hold. Like I said, we only got about 5-6 minutes to get to it, so I want to squeeze in as many as possible. Thank you for holding KSHO PLR and the one, the only, Ed Cole.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Oh, boy.
Lou, what's up, buddy?
Lou, good afternoon, buddy.
Thanks. Well, and just when I thought this was going to be, you know, like a slow news day because it's a Tuesday, well, we find out about Tiger Woods, and I don't want to say deja vu over again, but it's bringing like shades back of Kobe last year. What's the latest with his condition, though? Is it getting any better?
What I'm reading on ESPN. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
Go for it. No. Go for it, please.
So what I'm reading on ESPN is just a little four-paragraph article about Tiger. It says he sustained major damage in the crash, according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. This is about 7 o'clock this morning, Los Angeles time, and they had to extract him using the jaws of life. So that's pretty bad. That's not good when they have to use the jaws of life, and they use, quote-unquote, sustained major damage. So we are praying nothing but blessings upon Tiger that whatever this accident is and whatever his injuries are, or, man, he can bounce back from that, but that sounds really bad, a really scary fellow.
Yeah.
He's currently in surgery, so.
I was hearing reports or rumors hinting me that he might not been sober. Is that true, or is that just a rumor?
I am not even going to begin to speculate on that at all. I know CNN is reporting that he's had multiple leg injuries, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
When it comes to stuff like that, I just don't want to touch it because there's today's sports and today's news is always let's be the first. And the one thing that I know I've always prided myself on, I know Ed has as well, is we'd rather be right than be first. So,
of course.
Yes.
And
fellas, I'm watching this video on CNN's website right now. They've got aerial coverage of Tiger's car. It looks absolutely totaled. It's like flipped on its side. If you guys go on CNN.com and look at it real quick, it looks really bad. Oh my God.
No thanks.
I actually have the monitor up in front of me right now with Brooke Baldwin, and it's like on the side of the road, on the side, and it looks like some debris of parts of the car are also outside of the car as well from an aerial shot.
Oh,
and it looks like there's a home not far from where the car flipped as well. So, all we can do in situations like this is hope and pray for the best and hope things obviously work out well for him. I haven't seen any indication there was anyone else in the car. The difference, Lou, I'll say this, as bad as it may sound, with the Kobe Bryant situation last year, it was him, daughter, 7 other people, and there was never a search for survivors. Whenever they say we're searching for bodies, you know that's bad. Here, even if he's extricated with the jaws of life, the one thing that I'm saying over and over is multiple leg injuries. What I haven't seen, and maybe Ed, you have, is anything that talks about head or arms or chest or anything of that nature. So let's obviously hope and pray for the best. But it's a good sign, but they're saying nothing about head injuries at this time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and
you know,
from with the LA County Sheriff's, they tweeted out about 41 minutes ago. It was a single vehicle rollover, traffic collision. The car sustained major damage. Tiger was extracted by LA County firefighters and paramedics, and he went to a local hospital for his injuries. They're still conducting the investigation, so of course we're not going to speculate on anything until the LA County Sheriff's Department release information. Paul, you and I and Lou, we can't really speculate and say anything until we get more information.
Right.
Here's what's crazy. MSNBC just did a close-up of the vehicle, And I could be wrong, but it looks like it was a Bentley of some sort that flipped over. Now,
some kind of Bentley.
I think it's a Bentley SUV. The one good thing that may have really helped him is those things are built like armored trucks. And I see a lot of glass. Yeah. I'm looking at this close up. I see a lot of glass, but I also see a lot of airbags that were used as well that blew up on impact. It looks like so, but I'm only going to give you what I can see with my eyes or that I can read with my eyes. And as of now, that's all we have.
18 seconds ago, Bleacher Report put out an article per CNN's Anna Cabrera. The LA County LA Fire Department says Tiger Woods' injuries are moderate to critical.
And his agent on Fox just chimed in. Tiger Woods suffered leg injuries. Now,
yes.
What I want to be careful of, and we're going to have what we have to be careful of, and we're going to have to go ahead, unfortunately, and get to a break on this. What we have to be careful of is people sometimes hear leg injury and say, "Oh, okay, that's good." No, as you can expand on this. You have multiple veins and nerves and arteries that if they break, pop, or get hurt, that you could bleed out, have nerve damage. A lot could happen just because you hurt a leg. We look at see what happened to Alex Smith. You can lose your life over a leg injury.
Yes. I can speak from experience with my blood clots I had a couple months ago. That leg injuries are no joke. Those things, you're right, Paul. Those things can be fatal. I mean, I'm just being transparent. I almost died from my blood clot injuries a couple months ago, but praise God, I'm still alive. But leg injuries are no joke.
Yep. But Lou, listen, I'm sorry, my friend. We have to jump. One thing I need to correct for you, just so you know, tomorrow's show is a recorded show. It is not on at 1:30. It is a recorded show. Okay.
All right.
But all right, my friend. I appreciate
I'll
you joining
you Thursday.
In. And all right, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank
Always
you,
great
Lou.
To catch up with Lou. Hey Ed, we're gonna step out. We're gonna do this commercial a little early. We have Eileen scheduled to come on at 1:15. She's in a meeting, trying to get out of it to join us. But I want to go ahead and take this break now, so we can just have a couple minutes before she pops on. So this is the Cave Show with PLR, and then the one, the only, my main man here with me, Ed Cole.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with TLR and the one, the only, Ed Cole. Make sure you're checking us out every day. If you miss any part of this show or miss the show, you can simply go to KSRN replay at 3 p.m. every day. It's Casual Sports Radio Network. Download the app from your Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you find your apps. You also can listen to us live every day, 1 o'clock. Like I said, Block Talk Radio, BTR, or KSRN. Just go to the Sports Cave, Caves with a K, sportscave.com. Click that Listen Live button, and there we are. So, Ed, I want to get into this Tatis thing with Eileen when she calls in. So I'm going to hold off on that just for a second. She should be calling in about a minute, or so, but I want to touch base with you. Yes, go for it.
Something real quick. I'm just seeing on Twitter from Grant Paulson. He's back home in the DMV. I'm reading some quotes from an article that Alex Smith did with GQ, and he's saying some stuff about how the Washington football team didn't want him on his roster, like quote unquote. I mean, I'm just throwing this out. I was just scrolling Twitter, you know, reading on about Tiger, and it's like he says, quote unquote, they didn't see it, didn't want me there, didn't want me to be a part of it, didn't want me to be on the team, the roster, didn't want me want to give me a chance. Wow, Paul.
Hey,
what do you think about that?
That's huge. We're going to get into that. Ooh. But you know who just called?
Yeah.
You know who just?
I didn't mean to throw you off course. I'm sorry.
No. I'm like, hey, look, you can't throw me off. Look, do I need to play it? Do I need to play it?
Please,
if you want me to play it.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You
okay.
Think you can do this to me? I'm the man up in this piece. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go and walk away, because I'm a King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Okay, I just every now and then I have to play it, but we have to introduce the queen of sports, the goddess of sports, the proper way. I'm not going to get yelled at. I'll let you get yelled at, but then again, you probably got some receipts that y'all had a little side discussion about anyway. So here it is.
Can't hold me back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. Cold never bothered me anyway.
Deportes, Arizona. Let's talk Deportes' very own Eileen Carrasco. What's happening?
Hey, Paul Hyatt. Oh, my God. I have to say, hands down, always, always the best introductions. Always.
Hey, we do it right on the Cave Show. We do it right.
Your Highness, how are you?
That's why I always come back. Oh, thank you for the Your Highness comment.
alongside Sister Joanna, of course, the two queens of the business.
Yes, shout out to Joanna. Hey guys, I'm to be here talking to you guys again. I feel like it's been a while. It's probably been like a couple of weeks, right? Since like Super Bowl.
It has been a couple of weeks. Yeah, since in fact, last time it was a Thursday because we were at doing a show from Maduro's. So I remember it was the Thursday after the Super Bowl.
Yes, so I'm excited to be back and talk one of my favorite subjects, which is baseball and spring training in Arizona. It's like my Christmas right now, so I'm so excited.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad to see it back. I'm glad to see fans will be able to participate. And things are slowly – I don't think things will ever be normal again, but things are starting to remind us of certain things. And from our business, it's going to be a while before they're normal because we will go nowhere near players for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so – so Zooms are our friends, but I wanted to get your perspective on something. We know Fernando Tatis is the next, the next face of baseball, and everyone talked about his signing of a contract for 14 years, $340 million, and all that. But the backstory, which not a lot of people talked about, which appeared in the Wall Street Journal as well, was that Big League Advance basically fronted him money when he was 19 years old and playing in the minors. And he's going to end up, of that $340, end up paying them about $27 to $28 million back. Because the way it works is, it's different for every player. Not every player gets the same amount of money, obviously. But if you are a surefire, possibly can't miss, they'll forward you $50, $100, $200,000, and then you pay them back a percentage of your contract once you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't make it, you give them nothing. So they're taking a risk mm-hmm. as well. But what are your thoughts? Because what it seems like they're doing, they're not really targeting the players that are coming out of Vanderbilt, Texas, Florida. They're targeting, it seems, more and more the Latin players. And they're the ones that are having to give up a big sum of their money.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, I want your thoughts on what you think of BLA doing it. And then, two, what are your thoughts about their target audience?
Yes, so this is actually the first time I have heard about BLA. And then I was reading upon it, you know, with the Tatis contract and all that. And it seems the way that their system is set up, it's like they give you $100,000 per 1%. So, or $1 million for 10%. So I'm thinking if he got maybe like 20, it's looking like 25%. So he probably got $25 million loan. And now he's going to give like $3 million probably back on top of that $25 million. So
It's the other way around.
Yeah,
so for every $100,000 he's getting,
mm-hmm.
he's giving back. So he's going to pay back 8 to 10% of his contract only on 1% of what he actually got. So he only
mm-hmm.
got
yeah.
like a million.
30 million.
So he's going to pay back basically $25 million more than what he borrowed. So they're going to get fat off his contract. So it's the other way around. And so here's the crazy part, and I'll let you finish your answer. He didn't use the money for Flash. He used the money for meals so he could eat right, so he could stay healthy, so he could give money back
mm-hmm.
To young players playing baseball. I just wanted your thoughts on that, just because of who BLA targets. And do you think it's fair or do you think it's right?
Yeah. And that is, I just find it curious how Tatis Jr. went and got this loan anyways, if his dad already, you know, he had made money from Major League Baseball. But you're right, he did, that is a smart way because he invested in himself, like his body, getting his body right, feeding himself, because you know in minor league it's tough. Those guys make nothing. Like literally one of the guys, I feel like even several have had jobs at McDonald's just to even supply a little bit of more of what they make. Which is
mm-hmm.
not fair, but I mean, you know, that's the way it's set up. But also, it is smart to target these players because if you see the percentage, like all these players are coming out of the Dominican Republic and they're getting the academies. Like the whole island is basically now baseball academies set up by these major league baseball players, Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, the Tatis Jr., you know, they have all that San Pedro de Macorís, which is where Sammy Sosa even came out. Like, it seems like that place births, like, big-time baseball players. And they have their academies. Like, the kids now, they'll go to school, but in these academies. So it's like, you know, breeding baseball players. So in a sense, it is smart for them to target these kids. And what's something that I've seen that they have that other players don't have, it's that passion and the necessity to get out of that third world country. Because it's a beautiful country, but it's not one, you know, people are trying to get out, like make it big. So they have that hunger, while in some, you know, in countries like this, we are a little privileged. You know, we don't kind of have that necessity to play ball in order to live a better life.
On the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, the only, Eileen Carrasco. Go ahead, Ed.
I think it's crazy that what the minor league players get paid. Usually in Class A, they make around $11,000 for the 5-month season. Double A players can get about $13,000.
Mm-hmm.
Triple A gets about $15,000, and that's compared to what NBA minor league like players in the G League or whatever, they get $35,000. And NHL for their minor leaguers, they get over $50,000 for an 80-game season. Eileen, it's so crazy what
mm-hmm.
the disparity in these minor leagues among these three sports.
And and all these minor leaguers, they're living multiple of them in one home or even in like basements of other people's homes, host families. I've seen it happen. I've heard stories. I've had a lot of my friends go through the minor league system, and it's tough.
I guess when I look at this, I have two issues, to be honest with you. The first issue I have is with the pay that they pay minor league baseball players. I get there's not a gazillion people showing up, but it seems like there's enough money that can trickle down to these guys. Two, I have a problem with who they target. And maybe it's just me, and maybe it's just my problem. But I think it's unfair when you look at any group of people and you prey on their ability to have an ability. So here fellas coming from not a lot, and you're saying, look, and like I said, it's based on how good you are and what your prospect is. Look, we'll kick you down $300,000. When you make it, you'll owe us $4 million or whatever the percentage is of your contract. But think about it. You'll be able to help your body. You'll be able to do this. And the education level is good, but it's not the same. And I feel that it's almost like predatory lending, back what they did in the housing before the bubble burst. I wish that Major League Baseball would get in there and not stop it, obviously, because grown people have a right to do what they want. But do the right thing so this doesn't have to be an option. Because those rates are loan shark rates.
No, they definitely need to step in. And the thing is, that is something I feel like the MLB needs to improve, like financial advice. All these guys, when they get a big amount of money, they don't know what to do with it. Or even when, like in this case, trying to get money, they don't know how to go about it the right way where they don't get taken advantage of. Like you say, the lack of education, too. And also, they've never had to face these kinds of decisions before. You know, and here we're talking like millions of dollars to kids that have never seen that kind of money. And it also happens when, like, they get big contracts that they don't know what to do, and they end up being broke.
Yeah, it's a big deal. But I will say this, though. I don't know if either one of you have ever been into the Dominican, but boy, is it fun.
I'm going.
Woo!
I'm going. Woo! I'm going in October.
Let me tell you.
Oh, no.
Then look for my picture, because I'm in the Hall of Fame down there.
Oh,
boy.
What?
What happened?
Get
busted. Lips are sealed.
Mm-mm.
I just say this. I will concur with one thing that you did say, though. You couldn't go anywhere outside of Santo Domingo and not see a full baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you went, it was packed. But yeah, you know what? There's certain stories you tell on air, and there are certain stories that you tell way off air without phones. I hit you with that one later, but I do want to get your thoughts, and I want to get Ed's thoughts too, just on the contract and his love for San Diego, to the point he may be taking a haircut on that deal if he's as good as we think he's going to be. What do you think of the contract? Do you think it was a good idea?
First off, don't touch the hair. Do not touch the hair. I love
it. Leave
it there.
Leave it
there. I love it. Leave the hair. I'm a fan. Okay.
Yeah, don't touch her hair either. No.
I'm just saying.
And
I think it's gonna be a deal.
No, and I mean, I think San Diego. I think they got too excited. But he is the next face of baseball. I mean, this guy is so young, only 22 years old in his last 143 games, like 98 RBIs, 39 home runs. You know, like, this guy's incredible. Like, he's great. He's going to be the new face of baseball. I love the heart that he plays with. Like, those unwritten rules, I'm a fan. I'm such a fan. They made him apologize, but I'm like, no, don't apologize. Go for it. Like, that's the kind of baseball we want to see, and maybe that even attracts those non-baseball fans that are like, baseball is boring. Baseball takes too long. You know, maybe, you know, let the kids play. You know, that was especially the topic last season. But he's never played a full actual season. So we've never really seen him full in action. So I think that Padres, they got a little too excited too soon. But also, I mean, Tatis could be worth way more, you know, and maybe he was just like, but I mean, it's $340 million. Like, it's the third largest contract in MLB history. Like, it's $340 million, a million reasons why to say yes to this contract. But, yes, it might have been, you know, too soon. But now he's locked in there with San Diego. And San Diego right now has money to spend. They took away their NFL team. They got money. And after they announced his big contract, I got an email that all their suites were sold out already. This guy's a face of baseball. Like, he's going to attract money even more to the San Diego Padres.
Oh, gosh, yes. I love it, too, Eileen. This is great. I'm just looking at the numbers from year to year, the breakdown. It really doesn't start kicking in until 2025 when he starts making $20 million.
Mm-hmm. They're going to take a luxury tax hit. Uh-huh.
Yes. This year they're taking a luxury tax hit about $25 million, but his base salary this year is only $1 million. So it's very affordable up for the next 4 years, and that's when it really starts to kick in. But for him to say, yeah, I want to be here for 14 years, he loves San Diego. He loves the city, the organization. He loves what he sees with the Padres and what they can do going up against the Dodgers, going up against the world champions. He likes what he sees in the organization. And just a year ago, they did the same thing with Manny Machado, paid that guy $300 million over 10 years. So, as you say, Eileen, this team is not scared to spend money because they know the Dodgers will spend money. They will go over the luxury tax. They're $40 million over the luxury tax right now, Eileen, the Dodgers. They're not scared to spend money. So, and like our brother Ed said, scared money don't make money. So if you got money to spend and you realize that you have a chance to knock off the world champions, then you spend money. You invest in that kind of talent and Fernando Tatis Jr., and he'll pay you back on the with all the dividends. He'll pay you back on the back end.
Look, let me tell you.
That's right. That's what I'm loving about the Padres. What? You don't like the move?
Let me tell you. I never have problem with the money. I think players should always get their money. I do. But years is my problem. I don't think anyone, the only thing you should commit to for 14 years is your spouse and your kids. Anything other than that, you do not commit 14 years. Because in 14 years, the market is going to change. If baseball revenue goes up, he's now a bargain. They're getting him for less than they should. And the flip side is, what if 4 years from now, just on their side, 4 years from now, he hurts his ankle and he's out for a long time. Now you have money tied up and a player that's not playing. I just think, In sports, and I believe I said this to Derek Montilla last week, I don't think any contract should be over 5 years. I think it keeps the money right, and it keeps people in reality. Get your money. I'd rather see him get, this is just me, if you're going to pay someone $340 million, pay them the money up front when they're good and get buyouts at the end.
Yeah.
So like with Albert Pujols, when he signed that 10-year deal, and by the end of the deal, most players could run to third base before he could make it to first, give him his 40 when he could play. At the end of the contract, that's when he should be getting the 10 and the 5 and have the opt-outs. So if he's going to get 340, make it over 8 years. If you think he's that good, make it over 8 years with a ton of outs at the end. Pay him. I'm not against the paying him. 14 years, I'm going to ask any one of y'all, either one of y'all, y'all ever go on a date with someone and go, man, you know what? I'm going to give them the keys to my house that I'm paying a 30-year mortgage on after the first date. Hell no. That's basically
you can't
what San
about
Diego did. So I just think the years are too many. That's my only issue. But pay the players. I will always say pay the players.
It is the years, it is, but like you can't. Now I feel like because they made Machado $300 million 10 years, they had to make this one more years. So now, which leaves me wondering, how much are they gonna give Juan Soto? You know, he's gonna get more, probably more years too. But you know, Tatis Jr. is young, so he's gonna have like, you know, 34 years. He's gonna be 34 years old. He's just still gonna be good. He's gonna be in his prime, like men and you know, kids. He's 22 years old, so he's going to get better with age. But the Padres are not afraid to spend. You don't think he's going to get better with age? I think
he
is.
I do, but things change. I remember how good you were at your craft when we met 8 years ago, but I see how great you are at your craft now. You wouldn't want to get paid what they thought you were worth now if they paid you then. You want to get paid now based on what you're doing now. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I think for the players in the long run, these long deals could hurt them, because if they are that great, they're taking a shave off, a haircut on pay when they should earn much, much more. So I'm saying it from the player's perspective. You know what I mean? I just think when you sign, you take all that instant gratification. And, you know, he's a young dude. You're still young. Oh, y'all young, but y'all look instant gratification. Us old people. See, if you ever watch, we play the long game. Long game is what's happening later. I ain't worried about it much now. I'm worried about that long game. And so sometimes I think that's what Major League Baseball preys on. Because you notice the NBA cut that nonsense out. They said 4 to 5 years. That's it. No more than that.
Yep.
And then because the Players Association was like, you're ripping our players off. You sign these laws. I'll give one example, and then we're going to move on because I know you got a jet, and I know we got to go to commercial. Magic Johnson signed a contract, 25 years for $25 million. And people said, oh, my God, that is the greatest contract ever. He got a 25-year deal for $25 million. James Harden has $25 million in his couch. That's a bad deal now because everything has changed. So that's my only point. I want the players to get paid, but I think they need to think more long game. In baseball, they don't think long game. They think, let me get this money now while these fools are tripping. That's all I'm saying. See, I'm still siding with the players.
No, you're right. No, you're right. And then, yes.
I was going to say, I'm just siding with the players at the end of the day.
You know, I'm seeing now, you know, sometimes these players, after they get a big contract, they actually don't play as hard because they're like, you know what, I'm set. I don't got to try as hard. I don't got to do it. It happened, sadly, also with Elvis Andrus. I mean, he didn't get a huge contract, but as soon as he got his big contract, he decreased his everything, like his numbers. He got injured, this and that. He didn't play, and now they traded him. Like, they thought they were going to sign him to be the face of the Rangers, and now they're like, here you go, and give us a bucket of balls, too, while you're at it for Elvis Andrus. Yeah. Like, that's basically what they did. And so we'll see what happens now with this kind of contract and this young of a player. Hopefully, you know, it doesn't go to his head, and he continues to increase.
Sammy Sosa got paid. He turned into a white dude. On that, I think I will say, tell everyone how they can find you.
You can look me up at Aileen_TV. That's AILEEN_TV on Instagram, Twitter, and Aileen Carrasco on Facebook.
And do you have TV in any of your handles? I'd asked this before. Do you put TV in
your
stuff?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Here we go again.
No.
Maybe
still
don't
put the TV in it.
No TV.
No. So here's the deal. You know, I put AM radio. I didn't put AM because that's too big too. I put BR, basement radio. I put basement TV. How about that, basement TV? The sports game basement TV. In a couple weeks, the Diamondbacks will know more about where they are, what they are doing. So, you know, I'm going to bug you to come back and talk about them when that happens.
Yes, I'm excited. You let me know. And every time I talk about baseball, I'm absolutely loving it.
All right. Well,
we get to see each other around spring training. Yes?
Yes. Yes, without a doubt. But real quick, before you go, we got 20 seconds. I just got to ask you, Oscar Valdez, did you see that sleeping pill he gave?
Oh, my goodness. That was horrible. But that fight could have been stopped rounds ago. But he did the Nate Robinson challenge on that one. That was bad. That Mexican power, though. That Mexican poder. Thanks
awesome.
So much for having
yeah.
me on, and I'm excited. So I'm excited to hear about your Dominican stories, Papi Paul.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get into that at a different time. All right, I appreciate
you. It's always
you,
a pleasure
always.
To come on your show. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you
well,
so
thank
much.
You
see
guys.
You later.
Bye.
All right, the one, the only, Elaine Carrasco. Ed, we got a lot. We got 20 minutes. You think we get it all in?
Yep.
All right, we're going to step away for a minute. Keisho, PR, and Cole.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Cave Show with PLR, my main man, Ed Cole. Make sure you're following us at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Cave is with the K, thesportscave.com with the K, and PLR on sports on the Twitter. It is Tuesday. You know what that means. I don't care how crunch for time we have. It is filling time and Tuesday. You hear a marinating in the background. You know what? Forget the marinade. Put this sucker on broil. I figure if I keep playing this enough, Ed Cole will look up Phyllis Simon because you know he can't.
I don't know Phyllis.
Yeah, so yeah, you know. So I figure if I keep playing it, that'll entice him. To look it up. But with that said, we'll just jump right into basketball.
Okay.
So you sent me this text last night. Something tells me you knew I was watching the Suns. My Bulls had just beat the brakes off of Houston, and watching the Suns, and they beat the brakes off of a very good team, the Portland Trailblazers last night. When you were watching that game and watching Book play, what was going through your mind?
All-star. Plain and simple. Man, the boy was balling last night. CP didn't have the best shooting night, 1 for 9, of course, but still he contributed with 9 assists. Still had a plus 20, so he contributed. But D-Book, 12 of 17, hit all of his free throws, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He was plus 28, just balling. And, Paul, they had 64 points from their bench. So nearly half of their points came from the bench. So that's telling me and you and a lot of other people something. Contributions, that's what it's called.
Yes, yes. And here's a big one and good lead into this, because if you notice, there was no CP3 in the fourth quarter. There was no Book in the fourth quarter. There was no 8 in the fourth quarter. And last night during the Zoom meeting, I got a chance to ask Book about taking that fourth quarter off.
Yeah, our last two games have been really good for us, especially with this long season of I think we have games every other day from here on out, even post-break. So, you know, we know there's a lot of games coming. I like the depth of our team, you know, for a schedule like this. But, you know, anytime you can get those extra 12 minutes of rest and not be out there is a big help. So, you know, big wins like that are important.
And he's 100% right.
Oh, yeah. And it's big. That game in Memphis when he hit 24 three-pointers, a record 24 threes. And then last night against Portland, you blow out the Trailblazers in that third quarter by 20, 37 to 17. That's why they got that break in the fourth quarter, because they played their tails off and just ran the Trailblazers out of the building. And that lets the those kids get that break in the fourth quarter. Keep their, you know, let them get that rest and get them ready for the next game coming up, which is Charlotte. The Charlotte Hornets coming in town.
And then, Ed, repeat what you said. The bench scored how many points?
64.
That's
they had nine players come off the bench. Nine players came off the bench and got 64 points.
And that's why you can rest in the fourth quarter. Because how many times have we seen a team have a big lead in the fourth, and then the other team make a run, and you see the starters have to come back in and stabilize the victory? And they didn't have to stabilize anything. The bench mob kept it going.
Paul, the bench mob had 28 of their 43 rebounds. Let me count up their assists. They had 29 last night. 5-8. Nine of their 29 assists, 28 of their 43 rebounds, and again, 64 of their 132 points. Nine players did all that, man. Again, you're getting contributions from every person. Crowder, Sarge, Nader, Johnson, Jones, Payne, Carter, Etuan Moore, and Langston Galloway. Every single one of those boys contributed in some form or fashion to that blowout of the Blazers.
And on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one only Ed Cole, former digital media director for the Washington football team, as well as Insight Sports' very own. And shout out to DeAndre Ayton. And I know we've talked with our guy, Earl Burnett, and I know that, you know, I know I've said a bunch of times, patience, patience, patience. And I know we're time crunch because I still want to get into this all-star stuff, but kind of talk about what you're seeing, and are you impressed by the maturation that he's had this season?
Yeah, it just takes time. Again, you know, the kid, he's a baby. He's going to have to learn, he's going to have some growing pains, obviously, as every NBA player before him came, and every NBA player that plays beside him now and on other teams, they have struggles. It's not going to be perfect for any NBA player, any athlete to come into this league and just take it by storm. You're going to have good nights and bad nights. And in DeAndre's case, he's had a lot of bad nights and, you know, some off the court issues that he had to suffer through and learn and grow up as a man. But that's the thing. He's got to learn, continue to grow as the days go on. He's got to learn how to mature even more into a man. And at least on the court, he's maturing. Last night, 8 of 11, hit three free throws, 5 rebounds, plus 25 on the plus minus, and he had 19 points. So the kid just continues to grow and learn. And just imagine, Paul, if he keeps playing consistently like this, how much better he's going to be and how much better he's going to make this Phoenix Suns team, because right now, dude, 20-10, they are firmly entrenched in this playoff hunt.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. And I just want to keep telling people, I understand he's going to be tied to Luka Doncic along the way, for the rest of his career. But if Luka is in Phoenix, we're probably playing like the Dallas Mavericks, because we'd have no bigs, no size, and no experience in a point guard that's a winner in Chris Paul. Now, moving on, I want to play some clips for you. I'm going to go in order of let's do Mikal. We'll go Mikal, Aiden, and then Monty on Book should be an all-star.
There's no doubt about it. No one can debate that Book's not an all-star. End of story. The impact on winning, the numbers, and, you know, we have a few wins. You know, so from my perspective, and you know, I don't think you'll find any coach in the league that would debate that he is an all-star. End of story.
Sorry, take Mikal out. That was obviously Monty Williams, and now here's D.A., DeAndre Ayton.
And D-Book, man, D-Book has shown stuff like beyond all-star. Like, he's been an all-star. You know, we've been know D-Book is a bucket, but like him scoring the way he's scoring, the way how he's carrying us and the way how he's leading us through his style of play, it's insane. And, you know, my first time here seeing the growth that, you know, where he's coming, matured, it's insane. It's almost unbelievable. I told him, I just called him to go on the sideline because he came, I think, back-to-back before the third quarter ended, just knocking down some big shots, you know, closing out the quarter. And, you know, just seeing how he handles things, especially when, you know, the game could go anyway. And You know, even when it's on our favor and everybody's cheering, he still keeps his mindset and, you know, he still get the job. Then just keep our eyes on the prize. So major growth with D-Book. And, you know, he's leading us and it's contagious. So we're damn near growing with him and, you know, going alongside him. So as a team, we're doing pretty good.
Ed, just your thoughts on what Monty and Aiden said.
Oh, man. They're not saying anything that we don't already know. That Book is just continuing to grow at a rapid rate, and he is leading his team. Right now, Paul, they are a game behind the Los Angeles Lakers and the Clippers. They're number four in the Western Conference. They're a game behind jumping both of those teams in L.A. and being behind the Utah Jazz. That is the kind of impact that Devin Booker has had on the basketball team, and he is leading his team. They're 20-10 right now. Kids are absolutely balling out. This is a solid basketball team. Despite that, you know, like you said, that was a blip, that blip last week against the Brooklyn Nets. But ever since that, they're 9-1 in their last 10 games, 1-3 in a row. They look absolutely dominant last night. Again, just steamrolling the Portland Trailblazers, who are, as you say, a very good basketball team. And they're behind them, number five in the Western Conference, and they beat them by 32. So in a matter of hours, TNT, they're going to announce the reserve picks at 7 o'clock Eastern. So that's 5 o'clock our time. So in about 3 hours or so, they're going to announce the reserves. And I really hope and pray that Devin Booker is on there, because last night he showed it, and he has showed it all season long, that he deserves to be more than just a reserve. He should be one of those starters. Don't you think so?
I think he's had a better season than Luka. So I think so. I'm not going to put him over Steph, because what Steph is doing now in Golden State is insane.
Yeah.
But the starters from the East are KD, Kyrie, Bradley Beal, the Freak, and Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Seven people they can pick for the reserve. I'm going to give you a list. 10 people.
Ugh.
So tell me who you think of these 10. These are the 10 that I think are worthy. Nikola Vucevic, worthy. Zach LaVine.
Yep.
James
worthy.
Harden. Trey
Definitely
Young.
Worthy. Worthy.
Jalen. Bam Adebayo. Julius Randle. Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
And in Indiana, Ben Simmons and Jason Tatum. Three of those people have to get left off.
Oof. Wow. Well, Jason Tatum can't get left off, can he? No, LaVine can't get left off.
Can he?
As good as Julius is playing for the Knicks, dog, who would you leave off? Those are, man, you got to leave three of those dudes off?
Let's reverse it. The people that I think are on no matter what are Nikola Vucevic, James Harden, and Trae Young. I think they're locked. I really do. I think they're locked in. I think Trae Young, not only for how he's playing, but he brings eyes. James Harden, I don't need to say anything else. And Nikola Vucevic is balling down in Orlando.
Oh, man, is
he? I think Boston only gets one. I don't think they're going to give him Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
No.
I'm not saying they both deserve it.
I'm taking Jason Tatum if it's over him or Jaylen Brown.
Okay. I don't think Ben Simmons should be an all-star. I just don't. I would leave him off. I really would. And as much as I like Zach and as much as he's done for the Bulls and as good as the Bulls are playing, Sabonis has a better team. And his contribution is showing in an over 500 record. So as much as it pains me to leave Zach off, I would leave Zach off, Simmons off, and Jaylen off.
I'd leave Jaylen off. I'd put Zach in there. Zach has earned his right as an all-star. The kid is absolutely just tearing it up for your Bulls. How can he not be a reserve? He's got to have some kind of form on playing on March 7th, bro. Zach is balling this year.
I think he gets this. You played great. This is your year of disappointment. Ugh. Do it again next year, and you're on. But let's jump to the West because we've only got a couple minutes left. In the West, we know that LBJ, Luka, Steph, Nikola, Jokic, and Kawhi are in. I only add a little bit fewer. We got until 7. I only gave 9, and it's going to help because AD is already out, and he was on that list. But I have Gobert, Zion, Brandon Ingram, CP3, Damian Lillard, Paul George, Donovan Mitchell, and Devin Booker. Notice they're really light in the front court.
They are. I wouldn't disagree with any of those. Even though they
one of them
light,
had to stay home.
Man.
One of them had to stay home.
Goodness. Who does stay home, Paul?
That's tough. I think Book is in, Lillard is in, Gobert is in. I think they take Zion and leave B.I. out. I think Brandon Ingram doesn't make it. I'm not saying he shouldn't make it. I just think they reward Chris Paul this year because of what Phoenix has done, and it's largely because of him.
Yep.
And New Orleans has underperformed. They've underperformed this year.
Yeah.
I think that's going to hurt him.
Yeah, B.I.'s played well for New Orleans, but, yeah, you're right. They're not playing up to the level of their talent. They've got talent on that basketball team, but they're just middling. They're just middle of the road, Paul. They should be much better than where they are right now.
You know, Ed, it's funny because I always say young teams need a grown-up in the room, and they don't have a grown-up in the room for most teams, but they have a grown-up. They have J.J. Redick. They have Eric Bledsoe. They have Stephen Adams. So there's something on that team that's not clicking. And when that happens, I always say you fired a guy that was doing an okay job, and now you got another guy who's doing this record-wise the same thing. But and that's no disrespect to Van Gundy. He's an excellent coach. But I probably wouldn't let Alvin Gentry walk, to be honest with you. That's just me.
For Van Gundy, no, probably not. No, but
no.
Man.
So
they should be better than 13.
Oh, you're right. Thursday, we'll have who made the team, and we'll discuss and we'll debate. Also, we got to get into this Jim Boeheim on Thursday, which we did today. The idiot former general manager in Seattle, which we didn't, and we will know. Hopefully, there'll be some players tagged for the franchise tag by Thursday. So we already have a bunch of stuff. Plus, we'll get into the Suns. But Ed, real quick before we go, what I said about slow dancing, and I only got 20 seconds, so I'm going to tell you. You thought you escaped it, but you didn't escape. All I said
was volume,
back in the old days. Back in the old days, when you went to the club, they gave you a slow dance to end the night. So if you went out with your better half, at least you got to slow down and dance. Now it's just all fast music the whole night. You don't get that slow dance. And that's all I was saying. See? Wasn't that bad?
Oh, that's not that bad. No, that's not that bad. But bruh, the clubs are not designed for you and I. It's designed for these young folks. That's all they do is all that fast dance and stuff.
You ain't lying. We'll talk about this one because we're down to 60 seconds. Tell everybody where they can check you out.
Yeah, right here on the Sports Cave on Inside Sports Talk. We just taped a great brand new episode with Tom Brenneman, former Reds broadcaster, former Diamondbacks broadcaster, and one of the Fox broadcasters for the NFL, former broadcaster, all those. That'll be on KSRN tonight at 6 o'clock from 6 to 8 on Twitter at EdColt43 and Instagram at EdwardColt301.
And then quickly, at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Caves with the K, sportscave.com, Caves with the K, PLR on Sports on the Twitter. We have a new show coming up, Courtside. We're going to tape it live on Thursday. You'll hear it Thursday afternoon. It is a basketball show, and it's called Courtside. So make sure you be on the lookout for that. Thursday we'll be at Maduro's with Cigars with the Cave Show. Thank you, everyone, that joined via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Tips, bring us home. This has been the Cave Show, PLR.